Morning, my loves. Well, I'm having to record this again because I managed to cut myself off halfway through the entire conversation. So there we go. Good morning, rich femmes. Let's celebrate. It's week three. I'm so excited that I'm going to be sharing with you this incredible activation, meditation, receiving. It's everything that is so perfect for where you're at. And this week really is about fine-tuning, releasing, and celebrating and honoring. I have three things for you to do. So first one is the meditation, and the meditation is designed, so I'd like you to start. It's short, very powerful, very potent. I would start by using it once a day, and then do it. It works really well. After a few days, I would then do it once and then listen again. It's only 10 minutes maximum, I think it is, and listen again. So you automatically listen again, because just like this program, which is designed, this membership, that every month is a cycle of the spiral of elevation. This, and in this, we're going up, and every month you're here to elevate and expand. And it is one cycle, which is why we're in celebration mode now. This meditation will, you'll listen to it once, you'll go to a certain level of depth. You listen to it again straight after, and you will go to so deep, and your body will bring up all the things that you need to know. So, you may want to do it a few times, like twice, and then go back to doing it once, and then, play with it. But definitely do it every single day, okay? Really fucking powerful, and you will love it. And it has got affirmations in it, it's got clearings in it, it's got light codes in it. It's absolutely exquisite, exquisite. So definitely wear headphones. Make sure to drink plenty of water, as always, afterwards. Okay, the second thing is I'm going to get you to look at your letter. Your letter you wrote at the beginning. And what I want you to do is, from this beginning of this month, is just really look at it, reconnect with it, reconnect with the energy of it. And notice if you're able to celebrate and write in your journal all the ways that you have received this month, okay? Because look at the fact that in your process, you are either receiving or getting ready to receive the level and the frequency that you wanted. So you're turning up your dial, you're expanding, you're getting into your frequency, into your zone, you're into your flow, or you're already in it and you're receiving. So write and make sure that you are celebrating, writing out all the ways that you have received this month so far. Yeah, really honor that, really celebrate it, really be aware of it, be appreciative and loving and thankful for it, and grateful. The other thing is to notice that if you have a new resistance coming up and it wants to say, oh, I haven't had that yet, and oh, why hasn't that happened, and that's not good enough, do the flip technique. Right on the left hand side, all the resistance that's coming up, and then of course on the right hand side of the column, just challenge it, ask it, is this the truth? What age am I? How does this feel? Is this the truth? Could I decide something better? Would I want something better? I get to decide. So you're just flipping it into love, flipping it into love, flipping it into love. Okay? So that's the second part. And the third part is going to do a mirror exercise where I would absolutely use this technique every single day. It's not a big technique. It's the technique of, you can either do it as the reflection technique using your phone, or you can do it in the mirror. If you use the reflection technique, you're going to record yourself looking at yourself on your phone, saying these statements, and then you're going to watch yourself back on the video, and then you're going to notice the resistance and the connections that come up. Other option is to do it in front of a mirror and be aware and notice as you're doing it and how you feel afterwards. Either way is absolutely fine. But what you're going to do is you're going to use some I am statements I have for you. And these I am statements are, I am is the divine coding words to connect with your true self. I am. It's the ultimate statement of I exist, I'm here, I am everything, I am all is one, I am one with all, I am divine, I am everything. So the statements I have are things like I am rich, I am free, I am wealthy, I am in overflow, I am open and receiving to receive money, I am worthy. All of these sort of statements. And you can play with others yourself, whatever comes up from you. But the important bit is that you're looking at yourself in the eye and you're connecting with your soul and you're connecting with the truth. Now, when you start doing this every single day, what's going to happen is the resistance will come up exactly in the same way. You'll connect with yourself and then your subconscious, your conscious brain, your body will bring up all the things that go, no, 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 no. Because all they're doing is barriers that have gone up. Oh, sorry, these are protections. So forgive yourself. Write out in the journal any resistance. Do exactly the same thing. Flip it and choose something better. Now, as you do it every single day, you will notice there is less and less resistance and you will connect more and more to yourself. And it's so powerful and potent to see yourself, hear yourself, connect with your divine self, love yourself. It will help you stay in your own frequency of flow. Now, tomorrow, I have an amazing podcast that I recorded yesterday. So I will share more about that tomorrow when I share the podcast. There's no point repeating myself. So, but just remember, it's about getting into your frequency and your flow. So that divine state, see it, know it, listen to it, feel it, recognize anything that's coming, and just clear out the cupboards. Clear out the cupboards. So those are your three things. But the essence of this is it's clearing, tuning, and fucking celebrating. So make sure, ladies, to head on over to the spa. Make sure to make time for your goddess hour, goddess half day, your goddess day. Make sure to spend time celebrating yourself, taking care of yourself, loving yourself, etc. And have those awarenesses of going around, of going, am I making time for myself? Am I honouring myself? Yeah? Am I in my wealthy self? Be really proud of that. Be really good for that. And really think about this week of like, this is this cycle, this spiral of elevation and expansion that you are in. This is what this membership is about. It's not a done deal. This is just one cycle of elevation. So celebrate where you have elevated, where you are receiving, what has changed, what is expansive, what's changed in your mind, your body and energy, and what you're like, oh no, but I'm getting ready for this, because clearly there is still expansion, expansion, expansion. Yeah. So just be aware that this isn't a, you know, it's not a one done deal, but this is absolutely celebrate what has gone on in this cycle for you. Now I'm really excited because a week today we will be doing, of course, our hot seat coaching. So be really present and aware this week, and make sure to drop in the community. You know, what are you celebrating? What are you aware of? Do you know, give that back. Give that back to the community. Give that back to me. It's really important that I hear feedback. Let me know what you're loving about being in here. What's really been profound. What the ahas are. What you would like more of. You know, because we are co-creating this together. Yeah. So don't hold back from feedback of what you would like in here. What we'd like more of. Because I am aware that this month, what I'm celebrating, that there has been so much richness in my month so far, so much expansion of connection and love and support for my body, for me, for just rich in so many ways, because that's what I've needed. And I've also been aware that talking to old friends and things like that is that I have been through an awful lot over the last 4 years. And I'm like, oh, there's a lot. Honor yourself, be gentle, be kind, stop rushing to the next thing. So just being held and being supported, I'm really celebrating that, so that I can hold this space. Yeah. So just, you know, the feedback that celebrate for yourself, really so fucking important. And so we will be meeting next week, but I'm loving that I'm seeing you inside Warmer Wealth, which we will be, the live is tonight. So if you have any questions, drop anything in there. We'll be utilizing that space. So the live is at 6 o'clock UK, and all of that is inside Warmer Wealth. Sorry, ladies. Sorry, I apologize. So yeah, really beautiful, really powerful. Do the exercises. I'm so proud of you. Think of yourself. I am a rich femme in evolution. I am evolving. I am continuing. I'm expanding. And with that in mind, all the evolutions and changes I've gone through, it's making me aware that I want to tweak, upgrade, expand, deepen what we're doing in here. I feel like I could expand this in a richer way. I'm expanding the energy, and it's definitely deeper. We are co-creating this together, but I'm going to tweak some of the things. There's going to be some tweaking going on, which makes it richer, fuller, more luxurious, deeper. Just the way it's showing up. So that feels really good to me too. And for the ongoing and the thing, that is it aligned with the way that I'm doing it? It's always, is it aligned with my frequency? Have I fallen into doing it somebody else's way? So, yeah, just I'll let you know, and we'll be aware of that. That will be changing over the next week. So I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. I know that there have been shifts. So just honor yourself. And I hope that you're loving the stuff inside Warmer Wealth. Yeah, so potent and powerful that has been as well. So really, really great. Have a beautiful day, and I will speak to you soon.